I want now to speak to you on the inspiration of the Bible. Through the ages, the church has claimed for the Bible what the book claims for itself, that it is the inspired word of God. Prophets of old claimed that the word of the Lord came unto me. Paul affirmed that all scripture is given by inspiration of God. Peter wrote that all holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. The writer to the Hebrews in the first chapter in the first verse said, God who at sundry times and in divers manners spake unto the fathers by the prophets. And so you see, I set out by affirming that the Bible is an inspired book. Now, three things go together when thinking of the inspiration of the Bible. Theoretically, they may be distinguished, but practically, their action is interlocked. I'm thinking of inspiration, revelation, and authority. And I want to begin here by saying that the Bible is a revelation from God. By revelation, I mean the disclosure of God and his will for man, which could not have been discovered by man's normal powers. The revelation from God. Now, revelation is possible. Surely we must admit that. If God is, of course he could. For God is all-powerful. God could reveal himself. And if revelation is possible, surely we must agree that it's probable. If God could, of course he would. God is love. And love cannot hide itself. It's the very essence of love to reveal itself. And so God must reveal himself. And God could reveal himself. And when I say God must reveal himself, I mean that revelation is necessary. Why? Because we, by searching, cannot find him. He must find us. Our sin, our weakness, our ignorance make it necessary for God to communicate with us. And he has. And revelation is available. God reveals himself. He speaks to us in the book. So thus far I have said that revelation is possible, it's probable, it's necessary, and it's available. Now the Bible is an inspired revelation from God. Inspiration concerns the means by which God's revelation is communicated to us. The inspiration, a word which means in-breathing, of the Bible, the inspiration of the Bible, is one of its own doctrines, as I set out to show at the commencement of this talk. How it was inspired, the Bible does not tell us. The psychology of inspiration is, and ever will be, I suppose, a great mystery to all of us. And yet, I think there are times when we've got a hint of this by the experience of some kind of inspiration ourselves. We do not mean, when we speak of inspiration, that God wrote the Bible. The Bible comes to us clothed in the language of men. To do this, men had to be prepared. And that, in part, is what we mean by inspiration. God called certain men, and these men he prepared. I believe that God prepares every man whom he calls. If he calls a man to preach, he prepares him to preach. He gives him the facility of tongue, the quickness and the alertness of mind, the eloquence of voice. He prepares him. The gifts are God's. Now, Paul positively affirms the inspiration of the Bible, as I showed in 2 Timothy 3:15 and 16. He calls the Bible Holy Scriptures because they are divinely breathed. Breathed forth, that is, or inspired. He claims that all Scripture is inspired. He has in mind the Old Testament. He wasn't speaking of the New Testament then because not so much of it was in existence. But he is including it, for he said all Scripture. And he has in mind Chronicles as well as Isaiah, and Matthew as well as the Revelation, or the Revelation as well as Matthew. It's all inspired. Peter claims that Scripture did not originate with men. Now, this second chapter of the epistle, this second epistle of Peter, and the first chapter is a wonderful study. And in verse 19:21, if you could read it in Weymouth's translation, you would see a light thrown upon it. It may be unfortunate here that we have the word epilusis, which means unloosing, translated by the word interpretation. Now, I'm referring to the verse which says, no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For only men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. It's not of any private interpretation. And the Roman Church has been saying for generations, of course it isn't. It's of official interpretation. The common believer has no right to try to interpret the Bible. Only the Church can interpret it. That's all humbug. Peter isn't speaking about that at all. I'm sorry that the word interpretation is here. The word unloosing is the word. No prophecy of Scripture is of any private unloosing. It's not man's letting go of the word. Holy men of God spake as they were impelled by the Holy Spirit. By the way, this word unloosing, or this word epilusis here, is found in other places. Paul said, I have a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. And the word depart is the same word. Or you will find the cult of an ass tied. Loose him and let him go, said Jesus to his disciples. Loose him and let him go. And that's the same word. And here, for some reason, we've got the word interpretation tossed in. But I like to think it means that no prophecy of Scripture is of man's releasing. It didn't come from man. It didn't originate with him. Scripture is not of any private letting go or unloosing. The Bible is indeed the record of the infallible Spirit of God, who in its sacred pages struggles to speak to man. I want to give you a beautiful illustration of what I'm trying to say here, and I'm thinking of Helen Keller. I don't know whether you know the story of Helen Keller. She wasn't always blind, you know, but she was blind and deaf from early childhood. And she tells us that she was so helpless in her blindness and deafness. She would be engulfed in such unutterable loneliness, wondering why no one ever spoke to her, why no one ever loved her. And all the time, her devoted mother would be bending over her with a heartbreaking sobs, asking, Helen, Helen, my child, my darling, why cannot you speak to me? Do you not know how greatly I love you? And I think that God is trying to reach us like that. And he's done the best that could be done for us in the producing of the prophets and the word. And finally, he sent unto us his own Son, that we might look at him and see him in all his magnificence and beauty. The Bible is an inspired revelation from God with authority. Now, I'm saying three things here. I'm saying the Bible is a revelation. It's an inspired revelation from God. And the last thing I want to say is the Bible is an inspired revelation from God with authority, with supreme authority. There is no greater authority. It has the right to command assent and obedience, when properly interpreted, that is. The Bible and the Bible alone is the religion of Protestants, was one of the greatest statements from one of the great Protestant writers of earlier generations. And if you read the Anglican Prayer Book in Article 6, and this goes right back 200 or 300 years ago, Holy Scripture contains all things necessary to salvation, so that whatsoever is not read therein, nor may be proved thereby, is not required of any man.